Blackstone Audio presents The Ultimate Battle, Okinawa 1945, The Last Epic Struggle of World War II, by Bill Sloan. To the memory of PFC Alfred E. Al Henderson, my late father-in-law, who fought at Okinawa with the 96th Recon Troop of the 96th Deadeye Division. After the war, like many other veterans who survived the battle, he never talked about what happened to him there. Now I can understand why. Prologue. Kunishi Ridge, Southern Okinawa, June 10, 1945. Tank Commander Jack H. Armstrong was bleeding from both ears, addled by a concussion and deafened by the shell that had just ripped a jagged 8-inch hole through the center of his Sherman tank, missing Armstrong by a foot or two at best. The M4A1 Sherman was one of three tanks that had moved out ahead of infantry units of the 1st Marine Division this morning to scout enemy-infested Kunishi Ridge, the last remaining Japanese stronghold near the southern tip of Okinawa. When they'd come under intense artillery fire, the other two tanks managed to beat a hasty retreat, but Armstrong and his crew, grinding along in the lead, weren't so fortunate. In the soundless void whirling around him, Acting Sergeant Armstrong wondered if he was seriously wounded, maybe dying. Death was a constant companion these days for men of the 1st Marine Tank Battalion, and the expectation of being killed or maimed at any moment was as much a part of life as breathing. But now death felt especially close and intimate, and, as Armstrong squinted through the tank's smoldering innards at the young second lieutenant sprawled a few feet from him, he understood why. The lieutenant, who'd come along on their mission strictly as an observer.